Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend fans. Welcome back to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Today, we're going to be talking all about how Valencia has reverted back to pressuring her significant other into marriage. Heather is dealing with Hector being a man-child. Paula is a gambling fiend. And Rebecca is stuck not in a love triangle, but a love quadrangle. We're going to get into it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend After Show. Oh my gosh, this episode was so much fun. We get Audra Levine back. We get the girl gang back. Girl squad goals.
Was it girl group forever? Girl group forever, wasn't it? I think it was girl group forever. A zigzag.
And we also have the guys kind of being insecure now.
Oh, super insecure. Super insecure. That whiteboard really shook them.
It really shook them. So we're going to be talking all about that, as well as we're going to have our special segments later on, some news and gossip for you, plus our predictions on what we're going to expect for the next 2 weeks of the show. But before we do all that, I am your host, Brianna Phipps, and I am joined by my number one man who's been here since day one, season one.
That's right. Since season one, and we only have a couple shows left. Hey, guys, it's your boy, Nino.
It's your boy, Nino Lanera.
It's your boy, Nino. I'm going to chop that up and use it as my reel. It's your boy, Nino has been set on AfterBuzz for the last 3 years. I should brand that. It's your boy,
Nino. In every single show.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend included.
Well, Nina, what was your overall thoughts on this episode?
Love this episode. They got out of West Covina. They went to Sin City for a little bit. There was boys versus girls, kind of in a sense or whatnot, as far as storyline. And it was one of those episodes that wasn't confusing to watch. It was just entertaining. And it added to the storyline, like we always say every week. We wanted to add to the storyline and dig deeper.
It's almost a little sad because I feel like they're kind of saying goodbye to characters now. They're telling us. They're like, hey, this is the last time you're seeing this person. This is the last time you're seeing this person.
Audra, she wouldn't come back anymore.
No, I mean, after this. Yeah, I mean, and she said goodbye. She literally said the words goodbye, and it was in a tone of like, we're done with her.
Right, and we're sprinkling
characters.
We wanted
to bring her back one more time to say goodbye to her.
Right, and we're sprinkling characters back in here and there just to have them there. Why Joe was here in this episode. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Him and Daryl sitting across from each other, but they're just friends.
Yeah, and they really made that clear. You know, we're just friends. We both have our significant others that we're doing well with. Like, they're really kind of letting us know that we're done with these. We're done with this. We're not revisiting it.
New chapters, new things.
They're like, this is what we're revisiting now, and this is what we're done with.
That's crazy. It's happening so fast.
Well, let's get right into it. Mm-hmm. So we start this episode off with a bunch of different issues. All these girls have a different thing going on. So Valencia really wants to be engaged. And we saw her do this with Josh back in the day, and now she's doing it with Beth, where she's basically saying, you have an ultimatum, propose to me or go.
Right, or go back to New York without me.
And Beth's like, well, peace out.
Yeah, you can't force somebody to love you like that. I mean, you'd think she would have learned already with the whole Josh situation and things.
They also haven't been together very long.
No, it's been, okay, if we really think about it, it's been less than like 6 months if you try to calculate this whole season together or whatnot.
It's been more than 6 months because they got together sometime during Heather's pregnancy, but we had that like weird jump forward.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe more than 6 months, less than a year though.
Maybe around a year, but still not super long.
No.
Not like how long you and Josh were together before.
Exactly.
But I mean, we've seen this Valencia over and over. She just really wants to be married.
And that's true. She's competitive in that sense. You know what I mean? We meet an old friend of hers later on, too.
Yeah, and I love that they parallel that kind of thing because as people, like, we're both in our 30s now, early 30s, and it is a thing where you're just seeing everybody get engaged, everybody getting married, everybody having kids, and you're like, I'm not, so what's wrong with me?
Literally, everybody. I just keep on telling myself, you know what, it's the entertainment industry, and you know, we just get a little bit of a later start.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine, right? I'm going to keep on telling myself that.
there's like a saying that says if you are 30 and you haven't been married, it's not a bad thing. It just means you've missed your first divorce, which is like really negative.
Oh, that's
negative.
So morbid.
Yeah.
That's so negative.
But
I guess we missed our first divorce. Okay.
So that's what's going on with Valencia. Heather is just, we see that she's kind of taking care of Hector. Like, she has to.
Right.
He is not capable of understanding and taking care of himself in the most simple of ways.
Losing his keys.
Which she has 4 copies already made. Right.
What, losing sweaters? Was it another one? Or just articles of clothing that he wants to find?
I think he's, like, losing things. He just isn't as present as maybe he should be. So he knocks water onto her phone.
Yeah.
And he then needs her phone to call an Uber because apparently he's misplaced his phone.
But let's remember, he just moved out from his mom's place not too long ago, right? So he has a mommy issue still.
Oh, and Heather and says the words, it's like having a child without having a child.
Yeah, man-child, right? That's exactly man-child. What she says. And then, to top it off, it's funny because you think about Heather is in this corporate world of where she probably has to take care of a whole bunch of man-childs with the company that she's working for, or just has to put out a whole bunch of fires. And with this being her marriage, she's just like, I just don't want to deal with it.
And it's amazing to see how far Heather's come.
Right.
Like, not too long ago, she was a girl just being in college, being in community college, not wanting to graduate, taking every class she could so she couldn't graduate, and then being forced to graduate. Mm-hmm. And now she's, you know, in corporate, part of this business. She's married. She's taking care of everything.
She's power suiting and she's married.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Look at her.
Look at talk about being evolved within 4 seasons. She definitely grew a lot within the 4 seasons.
And somebody else who has grown so much is Paula. So we see Paula's got this new job. She is really working it out. Mm-hmm. She's got everything going for her. She's getting a $10,000 signing bonus, but she needs to buy the suit that is costing her over what her signing bonus costs.
$10,000 cash. They're like, oh, that's not too much cash. It's only $10,000. So here you go. Just take it in cash. You're good.
I'll take $10,000 cash.
Yeah, exactly. CW, we'll take $10,000 cash for the 4 seasons that we just, talked about here.
Right. But yeah, the jacket alone, she says, costs $8,000.
That's crazy.
So she needs some cash.
That's not the suit? That's not the Fit Girls suit?
No, that's
just the jacket?
That's not the skirt or pants along with it. That's just the jacket.
Oh, jeez.
And I love that they brought back Fit Rigoso.
Multiple times throughout, like, this season. Yeah.
So that's where Paula's at. And then Rebecca has these 3 guys now, because we start this episode off with Josh being like, I love you.
Finally. What did I say last week? Josh is finally going to say something. He was the only one super quiet for the longest time. I was like, he has to bounce in there some way, somehow. And I think he thought this was an opportunity because Rebecca and Nathaniel didn't kiss.
Yeah.
And he was pretty shook when she was like, I need to go.
Yeah, she was very unprepared for his. Well, she had just, and just last episode, she had gotten these other 2 people saying, hey, I still have feelings for you. I still want to do something with you. And now Josh is in the mix now as well. And she's just very overwhelmed and she can't make a decision. But luckily for all 4 of these girls who don't want to have to make a decision or are frustrated by their lives or need some money, a random trip to Las Vegas comes up in the form of helping Rebecca's old frenemy, Audra Levine, who has escaped her family and triplets, to come to Vegas.
I like how they're just like, we have to have Audra's husband call Rebecca on FaceTime saying that she's gone and she's the only one that could help. It's the storyline is crazy, but it's just, you know.
Well, they make it work, though, because they say it's because no one that actually knows Audra or likes her can know that she's, like, spiraling.
So I'm going to ask your friend of me to do this because if you know, it doesn't even matter.
Because no one's going to believe you anyway. You're out here in West Covina, whatever.
Too funny.
It doesn't matter. So they all are going to escape to Vegas to have to not deal with their issues.
Is that what we do? Do we escape somewhere when we don't want to deal with our problems?
Some people do.
Do you?
I mean, I think everybody has in one way or another. Maybe not as grand as, like, leaving to Vegas, but you've definitely, like, oh, I have to make this decision. Like,
yeah,
let
girl, me
go
too.
Distract
I'm just,
myself.
I'll just ask, definitely.
And let me go, oh, I should read this book before I make this decision, or I need to watch this TV show before I make this decision. Like, we are constantly avoiding having to make a decision sometimes. I think everybody's been there.
Definitely.
And so if you haven't been there, then you are amazing and...
No, you're not normal.
...can make decisions really easily, which some of us cannot.
And then you should write a book about that.
Yes.
Because we would want to know.
Tell us the secrets.
Mm-hmm.
But some other things that we should know. What should our fans know, Nino?
So, hey guys, before we move on to the next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we asked for some of your help. Please make sure you subscribe to our YouTube, give us ratings on iTunes, and leave us a comment below. Like we always say, if you do any of that, if you interact, leave us comments below or leave us ratings, let us know so we can go ahead and shout you out on the show and interact with you too. We know we love to talk to you guys. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV means so much to me. I know it means a lot to you. you as well, too, because we get to come and talk about our favorite shows here and kind of live out our dream as well, too. So thank you all for supporting us and for letting us do what we love.
Yes, it's so great that we get to come here and do this every week, that this is a job for us and it's something that is fun. It's not just something that like is you have to go do.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys for giving us that opportunity to do it. And it really does help us out a lot when you give us those comments. Plus, it makes us feel good. I love being able to see the comments from you. I know I went back like a couple weeks ago and answered a bunch of old comments or some, mm-hmm. maybe they were some new ones. So keep chiming in. Hopefully we've been trying to get some guest stars in here for you guys for these last few episodes. So hopefully we'll get some people, maybe for the last round, these next two dates that we have, we'll have someone hopefully for each one.
Right.
And or multiple people for each one.
Listen, if you want to help us get some guests on here, DM them, talk to them, tweet them, let them know they should come to AfterBuzz TV for the finale.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I would love to have the whole cast in.
Can you imagine?
Just everybody.
Just everybody? We've had people sprinkled here and there throughout the four seasons. But just imagine, like the core right here. I would love that.
Yeah, so help us make that happen, guys. Tweet at them, DM them, whatever it takes.
Let them know. Send us a picture of them smiling, begging for them to come down.
I mean,
they
have nothing to do until May.
That's true. Well, some of them have jobs already. They're talented, and they're
booking. I know. They probably all are very busy, but we'd still love to have them in.
Definitely.
So let's get into the guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that the girls are on their way to Vegas, and we have these three guys who slowly find out. Because Nathaniel and Josh thinks it's just Nathaniel that's standing in his way. So he goes and tells Nathaniel, I need you to step down so I can have her.
What is it? Stand down, right?
Stand down.
I need you to stand down.
Stand down, sir.
You shall stand down.
And they go and he sees in the background that his name is on a board.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees Nathaniel's name's on this board. And they walk back there and they realize that this column board that Rebecca has made of the three of them, and they all now are aware that not only is it the two of them, but Greg's also in this mix as well.
Right. So the decision-making is not done yet. She's been struggling with this, and she's trying to figure it out, you know, thanks to Pete, who's really trying to...
Daryl.
You know, Pete's the real
actor.
Yeah. To Daryl, who's really trying to help her make this decision and trying to weigh out the pros and cons. But when you look at them, like, it's so hard because towards the end, everything's kind of the same on the list, and everyone has great attributes. Like, that's a hard decision to make. Like, if you were to lay out...
And they're all apparently amazing at sex.
Right. Well, was it? It was two. They were amazing in the sack and something else. I forgot.
I think it was just amazing in the sack.
Okay. I'm about to look back.
And she basically... She said that she has had very good luck in that area. But then she said very quickly, but I also trained them.
My bad. Okay.
She's letting it be known that it is thanks to her that they are such great lovers.
Right. Look, she's grooming herself right here, right in back of us.
True. So they both make it seem like, you know what, we're not going to pursue her because this is degrading. This is terrible. Yeah.
They're just playing with each other's heads.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we know this is a lie.
Right. I mean, Josh runs to the restaurant super quick.
Josh and Nathaniel run to the restaurant super quick because now that they saw Greg's name and they both think each other out of the equation, they need Greg to stand down. And Greg has no idea he's even in the equation. So now all three of them are like, huh, so I actually have a chance.
Right. And this is where YJO comes in and tries to help break it down when he sees it. I'm excited to see what's going to happen when the whole decision making really pulls through, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be. I mean, I'll save it for predictions, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be next episode.
Okay, we'll see. Mm-hmm. And then on the opposite end, we have all the girls now in Vegas. They are going to find Audra. They get to her room, and she escapes. She finds out she is using Rebecca as a kind of
a scapegoat, in a sense.
Well, not kind of a scapegoat, but as like a role model.
Which is kind of crazy.
She's like, look, you turned your whole life over. You gave up everything and came out here and started over. And you've never once had a bad decision since.
It's funny because she says you make decisive decisions. But really, it's indecisive.
And she said that they always work out, which we know they do not.
They just she puts an Instagram filter over and they look like it looks like it works out.
A perfect world.
But it definitely doesn't.
But definitely does not. I mean, she's there for the sole purpose to avoid having to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. And, all of them are.
And it's crazy. So you look at it, too, and Audra's like, oh, like, you did this, so it's fine to do. But Rebecca also did not have a husband and three children that she was leaving.
Right. Triplets. Triplets at home, and they're how old? They're less than a year. They're less than a year. And you're leaving all that for, what's his name?
Jesse.
Jesse.
because it's like Jesus. You can't get Jesus without Jesse is what he said.
Right. Bravo, Jesse. Bravo.
So, yeah. So she's now hooking up with this guy that she met at a bachelor party that she happened to, I guess, stumble into when she was in Vegas. And he is a back-end casino poker player.
Mm-hmm.
So those not legal poker games that are happening in the casino, but those ones that are happening in the room that are very high stakes.
Right.
But apparently he's not very good.
No. It's sleazy. He's not good. And she's
Well, we knew he was sleazy from the get-go.
From the get-go. Oh.
Right?
She loves her some daddy.
He didn't look like a clean-cut guy from the get-go. Like, he looked like a guy that you maybe sleep with while you're drunk or something, and then the next day you're like, ooh.
That's because she's never had the opportunity to. She's been molded
she's
into...
She's never had the opportunity to, like...
You know what I mean?
Oh, what's the phrase? When you go beneath you? Ugh, I can't think of it right now.
But I totally know what you mean. I can't either. But I told... You know, she never...
Slum. She's never been able to slum.
She's never been able to slum it up. Yeah, there you go. She's never been able to slum it up because she's always been under her mother's watch, carefully predicted to what's going to happen in her life, who she's going to marry, who she's dating, blah, 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 blah. And now she has this opportunity because she's one away from all that, and she's in the city of sin, and she's, in a sense, making a run for it.
But through it all, her daddy gets thrown out of the game because he lost all his money, but he's not allowed to lose all the money.
Yeah.
He has to at least break even.
What do you say, high pairs in a poker game? What?
He had a two pair.
Okay, yeah.
And even Rebecca was like, oh, that's not a good hand, boy.
Yeah.
And so Paula's like, you know what? I got this. Because that's what she came to do. Apparently Paula's like a master gambler and I can't even go to the Bellagio.
And MGM.
And MGM because she, I guess she maybe... did too well or maybe counting cards or I don't know.
Is this how she paid for law school?
Maybe.
Huh.
Is she a Rain Man?
Oh, like, wow. There's a spinoff just for Paul and her
for
gambling.
Paul and her gambling. So she takes over the poker game and wins a ton, enough to buy every single girl a Frettoroso.
Right. So if $8,000 was just the blazer, I'll say $12,000 is the whole suit. 12 times, how many of them were there?
Four
of them? Wow.
Five of them.
So she had it win easily over.
Because Audrey got a suit too.
Like $120,000, $130,000. Wow. Paula's
a boss.
I should take Paula to Vegas.
Right?
Yeah.
Paula should go there more. Well, I guess she can't go there because she'll keep getting kicked out of places.
Right. You can pay for my student loans, Paula.
I mean, it seems like this was a good way for Paula to make a lot of money. And now I'm wondering why she just didn't do it before.
Right.
When she's always been complaining of money issues. Like, go find these. These back-end games. And
It's because she has the 10K in her
hand
already.
Did we know this about Paula? Like, I'm having, like, this weird...
notion that she that she's
we've
mentioned
seen this before.
Before.
Like, I feel like there was a game, and maybe it wasn't Paula, but there was Tim and... I'm blanking on the other guy's name. We're having, like, a gambling... No, that was Daryl.
Yeah.
That was Daryl.
Paula's never had a gambling problem, but she's always been competitive.
She's always been competitive, but there was, like, a gambling game going on, but Daryl was the one that bought into it.
Okay.
With Tim and... I can't remember the other guy's name. I'm so sorry.
I can't either. I think I know who you're talking about. He's what's it called...
Don't be a lawyer.
Yeah. He's what's it called's favorite employee. What's his name? Okay, anyways.
Anyway.
We'll get back to it.
Well, if you guys are in the chat and
yes.
throw it in there, I'm so sorry, but we're blanking on... his name at this moment, but
he had a good
in a different episode, they had a gambling game and Daryl buys into it and ends up losing. Because remember, he's trying to get money to have his baby.
Yes. For the in vitro.
Throwback there. Along with this episode had a lot of throwbacks.
It did.
We had,
you got the girl group
the female,
back, you know, plus one.
And then we had a females helping females throwback to that song.
And you had the geometry song, the love song, right?
Yeah. We had the Love Triangle song come back. And then there was also just like little words here and there that were throwbacks. I wrote them down, but I left my
even phone. Like branding to like to their network, to CW Defy. I think I think it was Heather who said something, and it had to do with CW. And it was like, I need to defy something because I think that's their small little nuances here.
Yeah, we had lots of little throwbacks for us. Even the opening song, Audra sings the opening song back to her.
Yeah. Because
if you call me crazy, then you're just calling me in love. Blam. Lots of throwbacks.
Yeah.
But we end up, Rebecca and Audra are able to kind of reconcile with each other. They're able to get rid of the enemy part of friends and just be friends and really take each other for what they are. Rebecca's like, you have to go back to your life. Like, you have to face it. Yeah. We find out that Audra had three au pairs. So, like, her...
Right. What did she say? I have to go back to my husband, my three kids, and my three au pairs.
She was saying how hard it was to have triplets, which all of us were on board with. And she's like, no. We only have three au pairs and my husband. Like, someone's always touching my boob.
I have to shout out my cousin-in-law who has triplets. And they don't have any nannies. And she did it all herself. Maybe a little help here and there from a babysitter once in a while. But literally, all herself. That is hard. Three girls.
Shout out to any mothers and fathers in the world.
That is crazy. That's amazing. That's...
Yeah. But Audra, life doesn't sound too bad for you.
Right.
So that they are able to come to this thing. She kind of tells her, you know, I came here just to avoid making a decision. And you came here to escape something. We're not that different. We'll get into our songs later, but they basically start complimenting each other instead of hating on each other. And they say goodbye, come back to West Covina.
Yeah.
And Rebecca's like, you know, I just have to talk to these guys. And Daryl's like, actually.
We have a wedding for you.
And we find out that they have decided, if she will accept it, that she will go on a date with each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then by doing that, will make her decision of who she wants to be with.
Who's she going to give the rose to? We're doing a crossover here, aren't we?
Doing the bachelor thing. And that kind of sums up that episode.
Yeah. Like I said, it went really smoothly. Like, as far as, like, the transitions to stories back and forth kept you interested in the whole situation. And it didn't drag out anyone's storyline where it was too boring.
And not a whole lot was going on, really. Mm-hmm. Like, it was not an episode where there was so much information being thrown at you. Like, we were just getting to the point of that she's going to now make this decision between these three men.
Nice and gelled. That was a nicely
And we also got, like we said before, Daryl and Josh, because Greg's about to throw in the towel.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? Maybe we're you and Daryl to White Joe, and we're just meant to be friends. He goes, no, like me and Daryl are friends, but we both have someone in our lives, and we're able to be friends through that. Like, I've never seen what you had with Rebecca with somebody else.
Right. And White Joe's always the one, like, why does everyone like Rebecca?
And he still says that. He still says, I'm still so confused as to why this girl has three people fighting for her. But, you know.
Do you think that's like a foreshadowing of what might be her ending decision?
I don't know. We'll save it for predictions. Okay. Let's save it for predictions. But let's get into some of our special segments. So our first special segment we do is where we break down the songs of the episode. Mm-hmm. We had a few...
Beautiful.
So we had some great songs. We had the reprise of Love Triangle, which was Love Quadrangle, where she rushes in and she's completely disheveled, like, oh, I was late for the song.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved them throwing it back, and I think they did a really good job.
And I love them making the three guys the nerds this time instead of, like, random people. Where they're just like, she's like, I thought I was done with this. They're like, ha, nope.
Yeah, that's what I would love to see live. I think, Yeah.
And it makes sense for her to be disheveled if she's doing it live, too.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we get just a little teaser of that, because they don't really go into that song too much. And then we get three different times this slow motion song.
Yeah.
What was your thoughts on the slow motion song?
Funny. I mean, it was like 30 frames per second. I just really like...
It was funny, you know, like I got what they were doing, but I was kind of just like, what is the purpose of this song and why do we keep bringing it back? I liked it best when it was in the poker game.
Yeah. Oh, it was really good in the poker game. Also wanted some Cheetos after that. Tell me you didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wanted Cheetos and pizza this episode.
Cheetos and pizza this episode.
Because when they were sitting around, that one slice of pizza was sitting there, I was like, oh, pizza's so good. But yeah, so it was a fine song. It just wasn't like the best song they've ever done.
Yeah. Like, it didn't need to come back. Well, maybe. Just
like,
a little
bit.
Like,
it's not, for me, it was very fun to watch it, but it's not a song that's going to be as fun to listen to without
visuals. Yeah, that makes
sense.
Yeah. That makes total sense. It's not a Broadway iconic song.
No.
Yeah.
And then what was my favorite song of the episode was we get kind of a Jap battle reprise, which
the
is now
Jewish
a Jap
American
scrimmage.
Princesses battle it out.
But it's not a battle anymore. Now it's a scrimmage because they're just over complimenting each other.
Yeah.
Like they say, there's like a line in there that's like, at the end of this, you're going to feel so good about yourself. But they're saying it in such an angry way. Like they're saying it like they're battling, but really they're just like... Wow, you're an amazing person.
Right.
So you're beautiful.
At the end, you know, like, it had to end with Audra saying, oh, you know, your hands are kind of rough.
Yeah, I mean, she had
to
bring it back.
She had to bring it back, you know.
And within it, we get the little kind of throw. I think that's when we get, maybe, I guess it's not really CW, but we get the throw to be like, this song's a little problematic
yeah.
because of the words I'm using.
Right.
but, you know, I can see both sides, mm-hmm. just like in Our Friend of Me. Like, I liked how they kind of brought that in.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. That was definitely my favorite song, or definitely favorite performance out of this episode or whatnot.
Yeah, and that was another throwback we got.
Yeah.
Like I said, so many throwbacks.
And a good completion, a full circle moment for both of them anyways.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And those were kind of, I think that's all the songs we really got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I can think of, because I was like, there were so many songs, but I was like, really, that slow motion moment was three.
Yeah, they were
songs.
Split up. Yeah.
So.
That's it. That's it, friend. That's it.
So.
That's it. That's it, friend. That's it.
So let's get into our second special segment, which is our Rebecca Bunch crazy meter.
Ooh, wow.
Don't mind if I do.
So this is our segment where we give Rebecca a rating on 1 to 10 on how crazy she was this episode for us personally. Feel free to chime in the live chat if you're in there, or on our comment section below if you want to rate her as well. What are you going to give her, Nina?
This is tough because I don't think she was crazy at all, even though she kind of ran away from her problem a little bit. But she kind of just put it on hold for a second to help Audra or whatnot. Mm-hmm. A one? I can't really.
I'm gonna go up a little above it and give her a 1.5.
Uh-huh.
One for running away and for like being really happy to go help Audra because of how poorly she was doing.
Okay, I get it.
And then the 0.5 for not erasing that board girl.
Well, if she didn't erase that board, this decision wouldn't be as easy for her
Look,
to make.
I'm not saying that the reasoning didn't end up, but like, you just got to erase those things.
Your evidence of what's tracking in your mind. I get it. But I'm glad it stayed up there because I think...
I mean, plot-wise, it worked out.
Yeah.
But yeah, erase it. Erase those things.
It was out in plain sight. You gotta love it.
So yeah, so if you guys are watching along with this, let us know what your rating for her would be this episode. Let's get to some news and gossip.
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, I believe a week ago or 2 weeks ago, they were all at Paley Fest. They were all at Paley Fest. It was Rebecca, some of the cast members, the other co-creator, and they had so much to say as far as what was next? Is there going to be a reboot 10 to 15 years from now? And what's going to happen with Crazy Ex-Girlfriend since they've been going live, you know, a couple times mm-hmm. or whatnot? We know they're going to be at Radio City Music Hall in May. Yep. And they're going to do a
the
whole special there.
15th?
I think so. 14th and 15th of May. So they're going to do a whole special, which brought the question being, could this ever go to Broadway? Could this ever be a live show? And how would it be? Would it be a new storyline?
Yeah, I'm like... Because you'd have to have a one story,
right?
You can't do this whole four seasons in one show.
Exactly. So what they were saying is that they've thought about it, and they're in the very small first kind of infancy stages of thinking about it. But they are going to do everything from the four seasons condensed or whatnot, and the plot line is going to be the same basically.
Hmm.
So imagine four seasons into one show from beginning to end. Taking things out here and there, obviously, that don't need to be there, but that would be it. They don't want to use another storyline or create another storyline for it, because why do that when it's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? There's already a storyline there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how you would put all this information into
a lot.
One show.
It would be a lot.
Yeah.
It would be a lot. But there'd
have to be some time jumps for sure.
Oh, 100%. 100%. But I feel like they're so creative, they can do it. You know, and they can make it work out. Another thing, though, is that the moderator asked, so 10 to 15 years from now, since there's so many reboots happening, would you consider a reboot for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? And they said straight out, no reboot, but maybe a TV movie.
Okay.
And they said they're going to give a hint to that in the finale.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't
want
a reboot.
I wouldn't either.
Like, honestly, like some of these reboots, all they do is like make you realize how they're not as good as the original.
Yeah.
Like, even like I love Will and Grace. It's one of my favorite shows, and I still love this new show, but it does make me miss the old show because it's not as good.
Can you imagine rebooting this though? You can't.
It would just not make sense to me, because like the whole point of the show is to show how you can come to work with mental health.
Yeah.
And so to do a reboot, I feel like where they are then,
mm-hmm.
hopefully where she is then is being able to really keep this under control.
Right.
Is to really have her mental health in check.
Right.
And that wouldn't be as interesting of a story.
No. At least a TV movie.
So a TV movie could make sense.
Makes more sense.
Be like, let me chime in and see where she's at now.
Yeah.
Let me see how she's being able to handle this. Maybe her kids,
right.
if she has kids, are
mm-hmm.
dealing with some mental health issues, right, and she's helping them through it. But I wouldn't want it to be a whole series. A TV movie I could deal with.
Right. And I don't know how serious she was, but she said she did not say something about the Hallmark Channel hosting this. And I'm like, this can't be real. Can you imagine Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on the Hallmark Channel?
Kind of.
You can?
Because Hallmark does all those over-the-top things of, like, babysitter murder.
That's true. So does Lifetime.
And she loves to be over-the-top.
So does Lifetime.
I kind of want her to do... I kind of just want the show to be redone how she originally envisioned it.
Yeah.
On, like, Showtime or Stars.
Yeah.
And have just watched the same exact show, but with how much crazier it was, right, on a platform where she could go darker, right, and crazier.
A TV movie on Stars or Showtime would be great.
Yeah.
Even a Comedy Central type situation would be great, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all for news and gossip.
Well, with that, let's get into our predictions for these last two episodes. Because one of the things we did find out was that while the show said it's 18 episodes, it looks like the 18th episode is the live concert. So really, mm-hmm, it's 17 episodes. So we only have two more left.
That's crazy. Two more left. And the series is done.
Yep.
Wow. Four seasons.
So what do you predict for these last two episodes?
So I think last week I had said that I feel like Josh, I threw this out there, I feel like Josh might be the one who ends up with Rebecca at the end. Now I have to retract that because I feel like the foreshadowing that Wyjo gave to Greg could be that Greg might be the finisher.
They're definitely not seeming to... Like, Nathaniel's there, but they're really not leaning into Nathaniel at all.
Okay, so that was my question to you. I was like, do you feel like Nathaniel has a chance in this situation?
I don't know. Like, last episode, they made it seem so. But this episode, it...
At last episode, she said no. She turned him down. Which is crazy to me. So, but yeah. So, my prediction is now back to Greg. And that could change next week after the dates.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I almost don't want to predict anything with these guys because they're flip-flopping them around so much every episode. Like, it's not like a slow build right now. It's like a quick decision-making process. So obviously next episode we're going to get this three-day thing. And from the little tiny snippet of a preview they give you on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend nowadays.
The two-second snippet.
Apparently everyone's watching or just – it's like it seems like a New York stock exchange.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're watching the date, like if it's a GoPro. Kind of thing.
Progo.
Progo.
It's the off-brand because we can't afford it.
No, it's actually an inside joke I have with someone.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But, it slipped out that way. But I don't know if they're watching her or if they're just, like, she gets done with one date and she kind of, like, goes. And I feel like it has to be a live feed. So I feel like we're going to get, like, this...
Like bookies in the bar watching and they're betting who's going to be
in. The question is it a Truman Show kind of thing where they are not aware or are they aware that it's being filmed? I don't know, but it might not even be filmed. It might be like someone like spying and running back and telling people what's going on.
Right. That's true.
So I think we're going to see these next three dates unfold and then I'll make my kind of decision. I know that the last episode is titled I'm in Love. So obviously.
That's a decision making time.
Or obviously, like, it makes it seem like she is going to end up with one of these people.
She could just be in love with herself.
She could be.
Because, you know, self-love is important.
She could be, but it's kind of making it seem like she's going to end up with one of these three guys. Or maybe it'll do a time jump and she'll end up with someone completely different.
I hope not. That I would throw my shoe at the TV if that happened.
But I am still
I did not wait for four seasons not to know. No.
I am still sticking with my prediction, especially even more so now from the beginning of this episode. With her saying like she feels like she's so close to what she wants to do, but she doesn't. But she really thought community theater was it, and that turned out so poorly.
You know what it is?
I don't know what it is, but my prediction last week was that she's going to create her own show, and so I like.
Wait, yeah, and you know why?
And then we're ending with this live musical thing. So I feel like that's
she
it. Like
did.
She's going to create the show of her life, which is going to be this Broadway musical that we see the live musical at the end. Maybe, and then, like, they're joking about maybe having a musical, but I think that they might even announce, like, and we're going to be doing a musical.
She did have a nod in an interview to this ending circling back to being her life. Like, this whole, like her character is turning to her true life self.
Yeah. So I really do think that the ending, whatever the ending is going to be, she's going to realize her purpose is to write a musical. Doors open, episode 18, live musical.
Wow. Can I shake your hand? That was really good. that was really good.
We'll see if I'm right. If you guys have any predictions, feel free to chime in below in our comment section. We do only have our two episodes left, but we will be back next week. Until then, where can they theorize with you, Nino?
So you guys can hit me up at Nino Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Let me know what you want to talk about. If you want to talk about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend or just how you're feeling, I'm here to talk. Hit me up.
And you guys can find me at Bri, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S on Twitter and Instagram. Right now, I just started watching The Act and went down through this whole dark hole of this girl's life. So if you want to talk to me about that, I am so into talking about that right now, as well as Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. But until then, we will see you guys all next week.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.